The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hillier. Can a relationship survive an affair? Discovering an affair can feel like your world has just been turned upside down. The person you trusted most has hurt you in one of the deepest ways imaginable. You may feel devastated, angry, confused, numb, or all of those emotions within the space of an hour. And one question usually sits above all the others. Can our relationship survive this? Now, if you've only recently discovered the affair, I'd like to offer one piece of reassurance. You don't have to decide today whether your relationship will survive. Right now, it's enough simply to get through today. The bigger decisions can wait until the initial emotional storm has settled. Back to the question. And my answer, after more than 25 years working with couples, is yes, it can. Not every relationship survives an affair, and nor should it, but many do. In fact, some couples eventually describe their relationship as being stronger, more honest, and more connected than it ever was before. Not because the affair was a good thing, but because it forced them to understand and change the relationship that existed before it. Affairs happen because relationships become vulnerable. This is one of the most important things I've learned from working with couples. That doesn't mean the relationship caused the affair. The decision to have an affair always belongs to the individual. But affairs don't happen in a vacuum. They happen within a relationship. And the relationship may have become emotionally disconnected. Intimacy may have faded. Conflict may have gone unresolved. Life may have become dominated by work, children, stress, or simply years of drifting apart. Sometimes the vulnerability lies more within the individual than the relationship. A personal crisis, low self-esteem, unresolved trauma, or the excitement of novelty may play a significant role. Every couple's story is different. Understanding the vulnerability is not about excusing the affair. It's about understanding how to build a relationship that is less vulnerable in the future. The internet often talks about cheaters as though they're all the same, but that hasn't been my experience. The couples who come to therapy are really rarely dealing with someone who feels entitled to sleep with whoever they like. More often, I meet ordinary people who crossed a line they never imagined crossing. They feel shocked by their own behaviour, deeply remorseful and ashamed, and they desperately wish they could undo what happened. That doesn't erase the hurt, but it does create the possibility of genuine repair. One of the reasons affair recovery is so difficult is that each partner is traveling a very different emotional journey. The partner who was betrayed has often experienced something that feels deeply traumatic. Many describe it as being hit by an emotional truck. The injury is enormous. Healing isn't smooth. Some days they feel hopeful. The next day they may be overwhelmed by grief, anger, or fear all over again. This doesn't mean they're going backwards. It's simply how emotional injuries heal. Meanwhile, the partner who had the affair is often consumed by shame and remorse. They want nothing more than to repair the relationship and stop causing pain. Naturally, they long for both of them to move forward quickly. But these two healing journeys move at different speeds, and that can be incredibly frustrating for both people. Many couples ask me, how can trust ever return? The answer isn't through promises or grand romantic gestures. Trust is rebuilt one conversation at a time. The betrayed partner often needs to ask questions, sometimes the same questions repeatedly. Not because they want to punish their partner, but because their nervous system is trying to make sense of what happened. The partner who had the affair has one of the hardest jobs in the recovery process. They have to stay present, answer the questions honestly, tolerate the discomfort, and offer reassurance again and again, not because they enjoy revisiting the pain, but because every compassionate answer communicates something important. I understand how deeply I've hurt you, and I'm here with you while you heal. Paradoxically, it is in these difficult conversations that trust slowly begins to grow again. Then at some point in the healing process, another difficult conversation needs to happen. The betrayed partner understandably thinks, I didn't have the affair, why should I have to examine my part? The answer is because we're not looking for who caused the affair. We're looking at what made the relationship vulnerable. And those are two very different questions. One person is responsible for the decision to have the affair. Both partners are responsible for understanding the relationship they want to create going forward. And this requires great courage. It means becoming curious rather than defensive, asking difficult questions, listening deeply, owning your part in the relationship. Not the affair itself, but the relationship in which it occurred. One of the first things couples often tell me is, we just want things to go back to how they were. Ironically, that is rarely the goal, because how things were contained the vulnerabilities that allowed the affair to happen. Instead, the invitation is to create something new, a relationship with greater honesty, better communication, stronger friendship, healthier conflict, deeper emotional intimacy, and a richer sexual connection. The older relationship has ended, and the task now is to consciously build a better one. Recovering from an affair is one of the hardest things a couple can do. It takes honesty, patience, courage, compassion, and a willingness to stay present with one another through some very painful conversations. Not every relationship survives, but many do. When both partners are willing to understand not only what happened, but also what made the relationship vulnerable in the first place, healing is possible. What emerges is not just a repaired relationship, it's a new one. One that is stronger, wiser, and more deeply connected than either partner thought possible.